You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, Cape Town, I read, is to spend around 115 million rand building a wall along parts of the N2. It's a stretch of road that motorists have dubbed the Hell Run because of repeated violent attacks. The city says the wall's going to improve safety and reduce so-called opportunistic crime. Critics are arguing, though, it's not going to fix the root causes of poverty, inequality and spatial division and may simply push crime elsewhere. So my question, is this a smart, data-driven urban safety planning exercise or maybe just an expensive symbol of a city that is divided? The mayor of Cape Town, Jordan Hill Lewis, a very warm welcome to you. Is there hard data that you can share that proves this intervention will reduce attacks?
Yes, there is. This portion of road is responsible for the great majority of all pedestrian deaths in our entire city because there is currently unrestricted access to a national highway. So even if it saves many lives in pedestrian deaths, it is worth it. But in addition to that, there's also a large number of opportunistic crimes on this roadway because people, again, have unrestricted access. And so criminals can dash into the highway in the middle of peak hour traffic when cars are stood still. Mm. They can conduct their robberies and dash right out of the roadway again, and it's impossible to catch them. So we have to close down unrestricted access to a national highway. That is a very common thing around the world. It's actually already a crime in South Africa to walk and to have access to a national highway, but it is very hard to enforce when there's nothing restricting access. So we plan to fix that.
Your critics say the wall risks becoming a barrier, a symbolic barrier between wealthy motorists and poorer communities.
Well, firstly, the motorists of the N2 are not all wealthy motorists. Of course, there are some that might be going to Somerset West, but there are also many other communities along that highway: Mitchell's Plain, Khayelitsha, Easter River, Blue Downs, Mfuleni, Makassar, the middle-class communities of the Strand and Gordon's Bay. They all use the N2, and it's literally the most used highway in the Western Cape. It's used by everyone from a broad spectrum of Cape Town communities, and they should all be safer. They all deserve to be safer. At the moment, they are not.
And the argument that it simply displaces crime elsewhere?
Well, of course. I mean, I heard in your introduction that it doesn't address the root causes of crime, but that is outside of the scope for any one project to address all of the root causes of crime. There have to be a multiplicity of interventions in our society. A faster growing economy is the most important way to address the root causes of crime. Much better police, much better investigations, better criminal justice system, better education system. I mean, I could go on and on about all of the other root causes of crime. But the fact is, you also have to, while you're working on those other things, address some of the most severe symptoms. You can't just ignore the symptoms and say, we'll eventually these symptoms will go away when in 10 years' time or 20 years' time we get progress on the root causes. We have to address both now, and that is what we are doing.
Are there specific metrics for success, and are you committing publicly to reporting on whether the attacks decline?
Absolutely. We record every single criminal incident and, of course, pedestrian death that happens on that road, and we publish that data. There have been 2,800 such incidents in the last 2 years or so, a very, very high number. And so we'll obviously the metric of success is to see that number reduced dramatically. Now, it has already reduced somewhat because in October we took a decision again to deploy 45 dedicated patrol officers to the N2, and they patrol that road 24/7. We've seen quite a significant drop off, but still we see incidents happening, and so we want to see that drop off even faster.
Mayor, let me pivot to your property relief announcement. You're lowering the rate in Rand by 10.2%, but overall,
yes,
property values have jumped more than 16%. For many homeowners,
correct,
and this is the argument, it still means paying more. Isn't this just less of a tax cut and more of a recalibration maybe to prevent political backlash?
No, I mean, it is a tax cut. Quite literally, we are cutting the rate at which we tax properties in Cape Town because there has been such strong value growth that we can raise the same revenue from our properties from a lower tax rate. So that is a good thing. But of course, what you say is partly right in that some parts of the city have experienced extraordinary value growth, far, far more than the 10.2% that we are cutting. And so they will still feel that that increase in rates. And we've tried our best to shield them by proposing this reduction in the tax rate of 10.2% and by increasing the tax-free, the rates-free portion of properties to 500,000 rand and increasing the threshold at which that applies all the way up to properties of 8 million rand in value and below. So we really have tried a number of ways to shield people from having to pay more. And our modeling of all 1.1 million of our bills shows that 60% of customers in the city will pay no more or will actually see a small reduction in their rates account. But that we must say there is a caveat. That means that there are those who will still see an increase based on the increased value of their property.
Let me finish with a party political question. Mayor, how confident are you of winning the DA's leadership race?
Well, the DA has an internal rule that I can only start talking about that on Friday, this Friday, the 27th of February. So you can ask me that question on Friday, I'm afraid, but not today.
Mayor of Cape Town, Jordan Hill-Lewis, thank you very much indeed.